From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled The Chain of Grace, the seventh in a series dealing with Romans chapter 8. In verses 10 and 11 of the chapter, we read of the body being dead because of sin, and the spirit giving life because of righteousness. In this passage, Paul is declaring that the death of a believer is the last of three inseparable links in the chain of grace: justification, sanctification, and glorification. Once again, Paul is emphasizing that no effort of the flesh can bring about the salvation of the soul. Only God the Holy Spirit can do that, as he applies Christ's merits to the heart of a sinner. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, justification is the cause of sanctification. The apostle wrote, "The Spirit is life because of righteousness." This life, given by the Holy Spirit, is perfect eternal life bestowed upon a body that was dead because of sin. Not only is this spiritual life, but at the second coming of Christ, it will be applied to the believer's mortal body. This is the ultimate glorification of the believer. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in just a few minutes. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening. This morning's text is found in Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. I will strengthen thee. God has a strong reserve with which to discharge this engagement, for he is able to do all things. Believer, till thou canst drain dry the ocean of omnipotence, till thou canst break into pieces the towering mountains of almighty strength, thou never needest to fear. Think not that the strength of man shall ever be able to overcome the power of God. Whilst the earth's huge pillars stand, thou hast enough reason to abide firm in thy faith. The same God who directs the earth in its orbit, who feeds the burning furnace of the sun and trims the lamps of heaven, has promised to supply thee with daily strength. While he is able to uphold the universe, dream not that he will prove unable to fulfill his own promises. Remember what he did in the days of old, in the former generations. Remember how he spake and it was done, how he commanded and it stood fast. Shall he that created the world grow weary? He hangeth the world upon nothing. Shall he who does this be unable to support his children? Shall he be unfaithful to his word for want of power? Who is it that restrains the tempest? Doth not he ride upon the wings of the wind, and make his clouds chariots, and hold the ocean in the hollow of his hand? How can he fail thee? When he has put such a faithful promise as this on record, wilt thou for a moment indulge the thought that he has outpromised himself, and gone beyond his power to fulfill? Ah, no! Thou canst doubt no longer. O thou who art my God and my strength, I can believe that this promise shall be fulfilled, for the boundless reservoir of thy grace can never be exhausted, and the overflowing storehouse of thy strength can never be emptied by thy friends or rifled by thine enemies. Now let the feeble all be strong, and make Jehovah's arm their song.
Thank you.
Have you ever wondered what the message of each New Testament book really is? Not just the meaning of a phrase, a text, or even a chapter, but the central message of the entire book? If so, we're happy to offer you the opportunity to obtain a means of doing just that. A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns preached a series of messages in which he explained the teaching of each of the New Testament books. This series was published in a book entitled A Sure Foundation. These messages let you get a grasp of the heart of the New Testament's teaching and show you how relevant it is to your life in the modern world. A Sure Foundation tells you how to live in the light of the gospel, in the freedom of faith, and not in the gloom of guilt and frustration. This is not another how-to book of self-help tips. Its constant theme is the acceptance believers have with God because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness to them, which is the heart of the gospel. Let the Bible Speak has recently obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, and we're now making them available to our listening audience. The price for each copy of A Sure Foundation is $10, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $10 made out to Let the Bible Speak to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. To reserve a copy, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Request your copy of A Sure Foundation today.
Remember how Paul described the human body, the body of Christians, in Philippians 3? He called it our vile body. Literally, the body of humiliation. I think we can all understand that language. How often have you felt humiliated? How often is your soul grieved because either of the weakness of the body or the wickedness of the sin that would use this body? How often have we had to grieve with how we have looked? How often we have to grieve how we have lusted? Coveting. letting our eyes go and our hands go to things that are not ours. How often we have grieved at how we have used our ears, our tongues, where our feet have wandered. It's a body of humiliation. And many a time we have had to get before God and prostrate ourselves and cry, God, forgive me. How I have grieved myself and how I have grieved the blessed Spirit of God. It's a body of humiliation, all right. It's a vile body. Body in which death is still working. But, says Paul in Philippians 3:21, the Lord Jesus shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. So here's what He says in Philippians. He says, the Lord's going to change our bodies. In Romans, He says, He's going to do it. He's going to quicken them. He's going to raise them and restore them. And He's going to do that, notice this carefully, on account of the Holy Ghost who dwells within us. He's going to bring us to a full and final glorification, a wonderful exaltation. You see, the indwelling Spirit of God, Christ in you, Paul says in Colossians 1:27, is the hope of glory. The word hope has the idea of the guarantee of glory. The indwelling Spirit is the guarantee of our final glorification. You see the links in the chain of grace. The Spirit brings us to faith in justification. That issues in real living sanctification from the same Spirit of life. And that living Spirit within us guarantees an eternal and absolute and perfect glorification. There's a lot of learned controversy over a little word here, that He'll quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit. By His Spirit. And others would say, no, it's on account of His Spirit. They're not just different interpretations. They're actually two readings of the text here. But the first, by His Spirit, many people have held on to because they say that shows the deity of the Holy Ghost. It shows He is truly God. And I like that. But the actual fact is that the vast majority of the copies of this text in the Greek Scriptures say it was on account of the Holy Ghost. And I like that because it makes this connection. The Spirit brought you to faith, justification. The Spirit dwells within you in sanctification. And that indwelling Spirit is the guarantee of your glorification. Do you see this? God will never fail to glorify any man who's indwelt by the Spirit of Christ. Now you see the absolute importance. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. But you're not of that kind. You have the Spirit of Christ, justified freely by His grace, indwelt and sanctified, and now certain to be glorified. So this is the point. All who are justified by faith are in Christ. All who are in Christ are indwelt by the Spirit. And all whom the Holy Ghost indwells, He'll fully and finally deliver from every vestige of death, condemnation, and bring them to eternal glory. Three inseparable links in the chain of saving grace. Justification produces sanctification, leads to glorification, I think of the words of Paul in Philippians 1, verse 6. He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it, will perfect it, will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. It is good to be saved. Salvation is a wonderful work of the triune God. I mentioned an old German commentator. He set this down and I liked it. He wrote it in Latin, but I'll give you it in English. I don't think it would do me any good to try and remember the Latin, although it's pretty easy, and wouldn't do you any good either. He said that he who has the Spirit has Christ. He who has Christ has God. That's our security. That's our absolute security. You have the Spirit. Not have you walked an aisle. Not have you been sprinkled, poured, or immersed with water. Not have you been to the table. But have you the indwelling Spirit of God? I gave you some indications last week of the indwelling Spirit. I don't want to repeat them ad nauseam, but nonetheless, the Spirit always convicts of sin. One evidence of the working and presence of the Spirit, he gives a conscience about sin. He always leads to Christ. The Holy Spirit always leads to Christ. The Holy Spirit always leads to prayer. He's the Spirit of grace and intercession. The Holy Spirit produces fruit. These are just some of the indications of the presence of the Spirit. Where you have the Spirit, you have Christ, a whole Christ, who has made unto you wisdom and both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. You have a whole Christ. And if you have Christ, you have God. Make sure tonight you're saved. You need a whole lot more than religion. You need a whole lot more than glib, empty, meaningless, fruitless profession. You need a whole lot more than the veneer of upright living. You need Christ. Receive Him by faith. And you will know the security that these links in the chain of grace will never be broken by any man, by any devil, or by any event of life, or even of death. May God bless His word to all our hearts for His name's sake. Let's bow together in prayer. Let us all pray. Father in heaven, bless Thy word to every heart, we pray, and give fruit for the preaching of it. We thank Thee for a great Savior and a great salvation. We thank Thee, our Father, for these unbreakable links in the chain of grace. We thank Thee, our God, that Thy word will lead us even further in this as we go down this great chapter of God's word. But tonight we would rejoice in the security of saints. Rejoice, O God, that even now, though the body is still dead because of sin, that's not going to be the case forever. And there's coming a day when this body will be quickened. It will not only be raised from the dead, but it will be made like unto Christ's glorious body. it will be conformed perfectly to the sinless image of the Son of God. And bless God, body and soul united, in all and absolute sinless perfection, we will be with Christ and we will worship the Lamb. Oh, we bless Thee for the prospect of glory. Lord, help us to live with the light, the beams of glory already shedding themselves across our pathway. We pray that Thou wilt advance the work of sanctification in our lives. We thank Thee the Spirit is life. We thank Thee, O God, that we can cry to Thee for life-giving power, power to overcome, power, O God, to keep our eyes on Christ and live by the faith of the gospel, even as the body would be decaying and even be like a tent that's being taken down. Lord, give us grace to live in the holiness and the victory of the cross. So hear our cry, and part us with Thy blessing. Be the abiding portion of all Thy blood-bought people, both this Sabbath evening and until the Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all His glory. We ask these things, giving Thee our thanks, in our Savior's ever-precious name. Amen.
On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns and the ministry of Let the Bible Speak, we wish you and yours a most blessed and joyous Christmas. May the truth of Christ's coming into the world to save sinners be a living reality at this happy time and throughout the coming year. Let us rejoice in Emmanuel, God with us. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.